As we remember the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, we look back to where the White Sox were that day, and they just happened to be in New York getting ready for a series against the Yankees. The team beat Cleveland 7-1 Monday night and flew to New York City after the game. They then woke to the sights and sounds of the terrorist attack on the Big Apple. Ed Farmer remembering the day vividly, down to the detail of waking up that morning at 7:30 and then flipping on the television set in his hotel room.
Turned on Good Morning America, and I watched everything happen that day in New York. And I called my wife. I said, you probably won't be able to talk to me. There's two planes that have just hit the Trade Center here in New York City. And I'm okay, and I'll call you later. That night in New York, as people who have visited New York City, you have so many yellow cabs in the city that you would probably see in a matter of a minute, you'd probably see 50 to 100 cabs going in opposite directions. And you can always get a cab. I walked out that night to have dinner at one of the places close to the hotel. And we were staying at the Grand Central Hyatt as well. I didn't see a yellow cab for 4 or 5 minutes. It was a ghost town. It was New York City. And just the overwhelming what I saw and witnessed on TV. Couldn't let go of it. I just couldn't let go of it. And we returned at the end of the season to make up those games with the Yankees. And the players came to me and they said, do you know anybody down at Ground Zero? I said, I'll find somebody. So we took the train down there to the Lower East Side. Nobody knows this part of it. I walked up to the head policeman. He had all these gold bars on. I figured he was number one. I said, look, you don't know me. My name's Ed Farmer. I'm with the Chicago White Sox. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I've got 14 members of my baseball team, and we need to see Ground Zero. He goes, I can't let you in there. I said, I just want you to know something. We were here on 9/11. Nobody kicks us out of our city. So these guys want to see it. We need closure on this right now at this point. And he goes, saddle them up. Let's get going. I was the only one who didn't go in to what happened. I just stayed outside. I wanted the team to experience that because I know I was going to come to tears as I am right now almost. Now, we took a hit that day, but we came back a stronger nation. The same thing happened in Pearl Harbor, and we came back from that one. And this one was a new Pearl Harbor for me, and I knew we weren't going to take it. And when I was playing golf with George Walker Bush a year and a half ago, I said, I have to know something. He goes, what do you need? I said, well, that putt's not good, first of all. And secondly, I want to know what your aide told you that day at that little schoolroom in Sarasota, Florida. He said he told me that I had to go someplace that was well secure, and it was a bunker somewhere in our United States. And I said, you made a decision that you were going back to Washington, didn't you? He goes, you're darn right. He used other language. He said, you're darn right I did, because we're in the most powerful country in the world. And I wasn't going to take that for anybody. I was going to stand tall in front of the whole country. I said, Mr. President, you did the right thing, because we love you, and you did the right thing. God bless you.
I'm not sure quite how to follow that up, actually, to be honest with you. I'm just curious, too, how long you guys were in New York at that point before you were able to get back to Chicago.
We left the next day, Andy. That's a great question. We left the next day, and we were taking some nurses, male as well as female nurses, across the bridge into New Jersey, because that's where they treated almost a lot of, I'd say over half the people in New Jersey, and there was no way they were getting out. We picked them up in Times Square and took them over to New Jersey and dropped them off. Then we stopped in this little town, and we were about 10 miles from Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Nobody knew it except me. And I went in, and I had to get some movies. We're going to go to Cleveland, and we were going to take a jet to play in Minnesota on that Friday or Saturday and started, you know, the new season going. But that wasn't going to work. So Kenny Williams made the decision, and rightfully so. We're going back to Chicago.
What was it like? The games got back underway Tuesday, September 18th, and lo and behold, the Yankees were in Chicago to restart things.
It was a little different, let me say that. It was. I watched the news this morning, and being in Kansas City, far removed from New York City, but we're all in this country as a united nation and the United States, and we follow these things up with the way we do things, and we always do them right, it seems. I can get the job done. But when we started to play baseball again, baseball was on the burner. But what it did for everybody, our nation's pastime, it actually showed them things were going back to normal. And we weren't going to take anything to stop us from being the normality of what we call the United States. I thought that was huge.
Absolutely huge. And I completely agree. Remembering the day that baseball got back underway, and just watching the patriotism around the country, and just as Ed said, getting back to some sense of normalcy really felt good. It really felt like it was needed, and it was done with the proper reverence, in my opinion, to the victims of 9/11 and the first responders and those in the Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Great memory there from Ed Farmer, and kind of takes you inside of what the White Sox were going through that day, happening to be in New York City on 9/11/2001. Incredible stuff there from Ed Farmer, and definitely getting choked up, and the emotion still hits everybody, especially on this anniversary of that tragic day.